Hello viewers, thank you so much for watching Nasr TV. Today we are here at the World Conference on Women and Islamic Awakening. It will be held for 2 days. For the opening of the conference, Dr. Ahmadinejad, the President of Iran, and also Dr. Velayati had speeches. Stay with me, I'm gonna get some reports for you. Thank you so much for your time. Please introduce yourself and tell us where you're from.
I'm Rasha Zain, news reporter, MBN from Lebanon.
My name is Pumelele Sakinanyalunga. I am from South Africa.
I'm Dr. Adlina Ahmad from Malaysia.
I'm Nusebe Boshnak from Greece.
My name is Nadia and I'm teaching in International Islamic University, Islamabad, from Pakistan, obviously.
Why are you here in Iran today?
It's an invitation from Iranian to share with them this ceremony about women and women rights in the Arabic world. I'm very proud to share with them this occasion because it's very important to be part of in order to share our experience with them.
I've come a long way to come and attend the Islamic Awakening Conference for Women.
First of all, I want to thank all the people, the Iranian government and the organizers of this conference. I want to thank you and I appreciate it for inviting us.
And I have come for the conference of this Awakening of Islamic Women in Tehran.
Today was the opening of the conference. How did you find it? How was the speeches?
It's satisfied. I didn't expect, first of all, all these people here from all the countries, Arabic countries especially, or from foreign countries, South Africa maybe. I'm very surprised. There's much experience to share with all of these women. There's a very, very, I want to say about the space of freedom I saw in the woman experience in many Arabic words, especially in Iran here. I didn't know that women have all these rights. In Lebanon, we don't have all half the rights that Iranian women have.
I was very impressed by the speeches, and I was extremely impressed by Ahmadinejad's speech. It's a really moving speech, and I'm grateful of his high support and high regard for women.
It was marvelous. I can't define it. And I really would like to take part in so many other conferences in the future. I think they will be really helpful.
The conference is amazing, and this is a first step. I think, you know, it's a huge number of women together from all over the world, especially Islamic world. And you know, this is a very, very, very encouraging step from the government of Iran, and we are very happy and we support you people, inshallah, whenever you need us, all over the Pakistan and other countries, inshallah. I hope that everyone have the same feelings which I feel now, and I had a tears in my eyes when I saw, when I heard Ahmadinejad, which he's our hero, really. He's not only yours hero, but he's the hero of Islam, and we respect him like anything, like you respect him. So this conferences, this sort of conferences should be every year, at least every year, in different countries of Muslim world, that we can join, and we should have practical steps in it. We shouldn't talk and go back home. It should be like this, shouldn't be like this, but we should have some committees, some interactions between each other, and we should inform each other that what we are doing on our behalf and what are the results.
Do you think these kind of conferences can accomplish anything?
Of course they will. They will open people's eyes. There are many women from all over the world. For example, me, I'm taking part for the first time. And you opened my eyes today.
It has been very inspirational. I see fire in the eyes of the women in the hall, and it has inspired me to go back to my country and be proud to be a Muslim woman in a hijab. Because before I came to Tehran, before I knew what Iranian women were about, all we knew were that Islamic women only wore the hijab, and we thought that they were backward in their thinking. But you are so forward in everything, more things that we Muslim women are in Malaysia.